What's up, everybody? Ben Raz and Matt Kajewski here for Odd Chopper, and we are back finishing up what has been a fantastic wild card, super wild card weekend, whatever they call it, the first round of the NFL playoffs, and we are treated to a Monday night playoff game, another trilogy, Cardinals-Rams for the third time, Matt. I know that this game has a lot of variables. Obviously, these teams know each other well. So I'd like to ask you, do you like these games like the Bills-Patriots, like the Cardinals and Rams, or do you like when it's two new teams playing?
I don't have a preference as long as we get some competitive games. Like, yep. I much prefer this game to the Kansas City-Pittsburgh game we saw last night. So just the close spread, the high total, it should lead to an exciting game overall.
No doubt about it. It's a very competitive 3.5-point spread for the Rams. And obviously from the betting markets, a lot of opportunities with the side and total, but as well as the player props. And if you are new to the channel, first of all, welcome aboard. It's nice to have you guys tuning in maybe for the first time or if you're a regular viewer. If you could hit that like button, helps us out immensely. And if you are looking for more betting picks, tutorials, all the type of content, hit that subscribe button, join the channel and join the community. But let's dive into it here. What we've been doing on these videos, we've been building these same game parlays. You pick two or three, you get a nice multiplier. And obviously we're going to use Odd Chopper to do just that. So let's click in here. We have gone and we have constructed one. We've got a three leg plus 525, and it's just three props, because before the show we were talking, I just want to pass this to you real quick. You said you leaned Cardinals. I kind of leaned Rams, but I don't think either of us had a very strong take on the actual side.
Yeah, that's 100% true. I think there's advantages to both sides, and you could maybe look at the spread and the total, but I think some of the best advantages are in the prop market.
Agreed. So we didn't want to force it. We didn't want to put a side in there for no reason, because there were other values on the board, starting with Christian Kirk's receiving yards. Over 44.5 here. Obviously, you know, you've got Ramsey lurking, but he's not the type of guy that's just going to take away Christian Kirk by any stretch. Don't see that happening. Talk to me about this matchup in general and talk to me about why you like this over.
This is a spot where our tools have Arizona's entire pass catching corps underrated. But I think if you're just going to pick one prop, Christian Kirk is the best one to pick. And the Rams, there's a lot of weaknesses to their defense. One that's becoming even worse is their secondary. They just went out and signed Eric Weddle to kind of ease the losses they've had at the safety position, which does bode well for Arizona pass catchers. Now, to your point, we do have Jalen Ramsey on the other side. Who is he most likely to play against? Jalen Ramsey, he's primarily a boundary corner. You have Antoine Wesley, you have AJ Green, both players that have beaten teams in recent weeks and put up some production. Christian Kirk is going to operate primarily out of the slot, and I think he avoids the coverage of Ramsey, at least for a majority of the game. So you have Kirk operating out of the slot. Our projections, they have him well above the 50.5 yards where you can find on most retail books. And because of our little same game parlay tool, we can juice this even further. So he's my favorite one here.
Yeah, the sliders are very helpful. And obviously you pay for that in the odds, but I still like the value here. And that's why oddshopper.com is a great resource. Our projections are in there, and that's where we're identifying these. And I agree with you. The other thing I'll add about Kirk is, obviously, do we want volume? Of course. But he's more of a guy that can be a home run threat. He could get 75% of this prop done on one reception. And just for some reference, over the last five games, 26 or longer yard reception in four or five of those. He's the type of guy, if he connects, it's usually a pretty big home run threat. We don't need 15 targets from him. Give us a pedestrian amount of targets, a couple connections, then we're going to clear this. The next leg of this is, to me, the most interesting. I think we're inferring, but for good reason. Cam Akers, who I am just absolutely floored that we're seeing at all, his rushing total, we're going under 29.5 here. You mentioned that, you know, in the last game, obviously he was somewhat of a non-factor, got some touches, but you don't think it changes that much.
No, he's just 1 week further removed from the Achilles tear. So how much extra recovering or game planning could LA possibly have done? And you have a very capable back in Sony Michel, who's played extremely well this year. I honestly think Cam Akers' presence on offense is kind of a negative tip to the defense. He played 13 snaps. He had 8 touches on those snaps. Really inefficient performance. So it seems, obviously, Cam Akers, he's not going to play a full role. When he's on the field, they want to use him. That can be a negative as much as it is a positive, tipping the defense off to your intention to use him. And if you want to just play the volume game here, if you can find this around 30 yards, like, my goodness, he needs to be one of the most efficient backs out there to possibly eclipse this. It comes down to being a math problem at some point, and it just doesn't add up.
Yeah, the other thing is that even last week, you mentioned he had 5 carries for 3 yards, but he, he had 8 touches. So what does that mean? They're also targeting him. There's a chance that Cam Akers has a couple effective plays tonight, and they're just receptions. And obviously that's not going to hurt us here. So not only does he need to be super efficient, it has to be on the ground. And I don't think that that's a given, that if Cam Akers has a couple long plays, that they're 100% rushing plays. So I'm with you here. This is adding some good value to this prop. We can nail these two down. This is the one I feel best on. Another one that Odd Chopper really likes is the over for Matthew Stafford passing yards. It's kind of like Brady-esque for me. If they're winning, they're going to pass. If they're losing, they're going to pass. Obviously, no weather concerns, anything like that. Stafford slings it. He makes mistakes. But just on raw volume, I think we can push over 279.5 tonight.
I agree. And I think the injuries on the Rams defense elevate the shootout potential here. We've seen Murray struggle a little bit in recent weeks, but if they can face some of these backups, or, you know, a retired player in Eric Weddle, perhaps Arizona can have more success coaxing the Rams into even more of a shootout type matchup.
Yeah. And just, you know, they have played twice. I don't think that's the end all be all. Stafford was right around this. He had 280 and 287 in those two matchups. But I look at the games, I didn't think he played extraordinary. There was no freaky volume or anything like that. In the second one, he was actually super efficient. He only threw the ball 30 times for 287 yards. The first one, 41 times. I think we see volume somewhere in the middle of that tonight. If that's the case, give me the over here. We round it out. Plus 525 for this. So here we go. We've got Christian Kirk over 44.5 receiving yards. Cam Akers under 29.5 rushing yards. And Matthew Stafford with a big game over 279.5. There you guys have it. Stay tuned for plenty of more breakdowns on this game. And of course, throughout the entire NFL playoffs. For me, for Matt, for everyone here at Odd Chopper, good luck. Hit that like button on your way out. And we'll talk to you guys soon.